Welcome to Removing Layers, an original podcast series produced by the Texas Association for Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance. I'm Rachel Naylor, Executive Director of TAPERD, and I'm here with my co-host, Lisa Fall, Director of Conventions and Meetings at TAPERD.
Hi, Rachel. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Lisa?
Good. I'm good. Rachel, did you ever play sports in high school?
Absolutely. Was you volleyball and basketball?
Did you ever coach?
Not formally. I thought I was going to coach. That was what I was going to do. I did my student teaching, was going to go into coaching, teach biology. And then my last stint of my student teaching was elementary PE, and I didn't ever want to leave.
Oh, that's cool. I think we're going to talk to someone today who's going to tell us a lot about coaching.
So I agree. Our guest today is an educator of physical education and health. She has an undeniable passion to assist her students and student athletes to embrace the importance of living a healthy lifestyle. She is the head girls basketball coach at Eisenhower High School in Aldine ISD. Her vision and passion for basketball has no limits when it comes to increasing her knowledge and expertise about the game, or any other sport for that matter. To share her passion in 2022, she wrote a book entitled Huddle Up, A Coach's Playbook for Program Success. With that impact, she joined the Advisory Council for the Future Coaches of Texas Association through the Texas A&M Coaching Academy. As an educator in Aldine ISD, she served as Physical Education and Health Department Chair, Senior Class Sponsor, and Ninth Grade Team Leader, and part of the District Curriculum Writing Team for Physical Education and Health. She is also an Adjunct Professor for Kinesiology at Lone Star College, North Harris. She has served two terms on the TAPERD Board of Directors as a Vice President of Health Division and is the current TAPERD President-elect. We are so happy to welcome Thomasina Gatson to TAPERD's Removing Layers podcast.
So glad you're here. Thank you. Okay, so we're just going to kick this off and we're going to get started with our first question that we call our lead-in question. Tell us, what was it that led you to TAPERD? The organization, how'd you find out about it?
Coming in as a first year teacher, it was like, that's what teachers did. Be in health, you go to TAPERD. Mm-hmm. And so coming in as a new teacher, I was under Rose Haggerty in HISD, as a matter of fact. That's what we all did. And every year we all attended TAPERD. That's how I started. And that was back in 1995, 96. So it's been a long time. Yeah. It's been a long time. And once I joined then, I got into coaching maybe 10 years later, and I stopped going. I didn't go as much, but then I went into just education without coaching. And in 2011, I came back into TAPERD, and I realized I should have never left. This is what I should be doing. And so that was very beneficial. Yeah, that was, I was like, God, I missed this. That was the thing, I missed it. And so it's been great.
So Thomasina, that I can totally remember you in the early days, and even back then you were so impressive. What ways have you got involved in TAPERD? Because you've not just attended stuff, you've gotten involved. Can you share a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. I can remember Felicia was looking for someone to be a cheer. Like, I had no idea what the heck that was, what they do or anything. But she was so desperate for somebody. I'm like, let me just help her out. And I'd never forget that day. And I came into the chair leg for health division. And it was great. And getting in there and going to the meetings and learning about what TAPERD was really about. I love to learn. So that was a major thing for me because I'm like, oh, this is new. Let me try that out. Let me see what they do in there. And getting in there and work with everyone was a pleasure. And so that's one of the really big themes that I saw. And from there, I ended up going to VP elect and VP. And then I got asked to do another term. And so I came back again, but I was happy to oblige because I had so much fun and I learned so much. And I grew within the organization that way. That was my way of really going into it. Because the people were so forthcoming and whatever I had to offer, they were listening. And that means a lot because I do a lot and it really feels good to hear somebody say, we like that. That's a good idea. Yeah, let's try that. I'm like, you sure? Like, yeah, go for it. It's okay. And that's a really good. And that was home to me. That was home to me. I really enjoyed that.
That's awesome. Okay. So we want to talk about student involvement. One of the things that we had talked about previously is TAPERD, like all associations, one of our challenges is just getting our students engaged to participate
and the association, yeah, professionals, that kind of thing. What are your ideas on how important it is for our young people to get involved in this association?
My idea is that they don't know until they know. I know that's an issue. If they don't see it, they don't know it. And if you don't present it to them in the right way, they don't grab hold to it. And so it comes with presentation. We have to actually meet them where they are. They're not coming to us. So guess what? We're coming to you. And when you do that, and I think sharing what we are, who we are, and what we're about, and how they can benefit from us. And I think that's what they don't understand, the benefits that come when you're in a classroom, because you went to that TAFET professional development, because you were with those people at that conference, you now have more things to offer your classroom and feel better in your classroom. But I think for the younger students, it's more about TAFET making that connection, however that may be, or it's maybe going to university, visiting universities, inviting them over. I think that's where it has to happen first so they can see it. I've even thought about actually doing professional development on the campuses because they don't know what they don't know.
Right.
And I think just having an impact that way. They have college days on campuses. We can have a booth and we go sit and we say, you need to join the Association of Physician Kinesiology. This is what we have. This is what we have to offer. I think that's important. And just for them to have a resource, a somewhere to go to and knowing that, hey, it looks grim now, but just imagine when you come to a conference and see all these people from the state of Texas in the profession that you're trying to get into, you'll know that it's worth being in. And I think that's what's lacking when we don't have people going into it now, is they don't see the benefits of it. They don't see what can happen by doing it.
That is so true, Thomasina. One of the hardest things we have is bottling up our story to share it so that people understand. It's like, we know tapered, all of us understand to our core what tapered means to us, but how do we really get others to resonate with that? And so it kind of leads me into another question, because it's not just students, but one of the areas you and I have talked about is trying to grow the number of secondary coaches that we have in our organization. And so what, with all the coaches that might be listening to this podcast, what would you share with them about the benefits of being a tapered member as a secondary coach? What does it do for you in your classroom, which you have to be successful, but also on the court or field?
Great coaches teach. If you can't teach them, they really can't play well for you. And I think that's what's missing. And teaching teaches us relationships. It teaches us how to bond. It teaches us how to learn the behaviors and mannerisms of our athletes. And if you have someone that can help you to better collaborate with your kids and give that better relationship with your kids, then now they'll do anything for you. And I think that's what helps me, is because I always say in the summer, I work with kids that are younger than the kids I deal with every day, because that keeps me humble and knowing that I have to build relationships with those kids. I have to be forthcoming. And I think a lot of coaches, they get to a point where it's all about the sport and not about the product of the sport. Our athletes are people, they're humans, and you have to treat them that way. And so when you come into TAFER, then now people are teaching you how to run your classroom, what's best for your kids, from health to physical fitness to all of these things. That's what needs to happen. And I think when they realize that, okay, if I can get these kids to do this, and it could be fun. And I think that's what happens to athletics sometimes, the fun goes away. But no, they're into that, because I've had a lot of kids in PE that enjoy me so much, now they want to try out for basketball. They want to be in my sport because they enjoyed me in PE. And I think that's what some of the coaches need to understand. But I think that goes back to, as secondary, what's required of you as a coach for the athletic department. And I think they separate us from that and don't realize that coaches are teachers first. And you get them to teach, and if they're working good in the classroom, oh, they're a bull athlete. It's not going to be an issue there. But if you're all about your sport, kids are like, oh, he just don't talk about sports all day. He's not going to help us do this. If you're doing both, it makes a difference. That's been my success. Yeah, because I like teaching kids. And so coaching just sets the cherry on top for me. Yeah.
What's your favorite subject to teach?
Health. I like teaching health. And I also like teaching English, even though I'm not certified in it. Because I just feel like communication is so important.
Is it because you can build relationships with the kids in those subject areas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a relationship builder, always have been. And It's interesting to me because coming from the administrative world for PE and health, that was always what I shared with our coaches. It's you're so good at differentiating for kids on the court or on the field. You're so good at learning your students and learning your student athletes and putting them in their strengths and capitalizing on what they do best, but helping them grow their weaknesses. They just don't always transfer that to the classroom. And it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the exact same thing. And if they learn to enjoy the content that they're teaching, then you see this astronomically amazing teacher and coach when they can enjoy both of their worlds all day long. And you have capitalized on that. You're a prime example of it. And I have no doubt that that's a large reason you are so successful at what you do. So Thomasina, you have had a wide array of experiences in Tapered, but there are so many. What is your favorite one?
My favorite one was going to the Capitol. I was able to get some volleyball players and some basketball players together. And it was a good day to get the kids out of school, and they were excited about it. And when I told them about it, they got more excited than I did because some of them had never been before. And so for them to get that experience is amazing. And myself, I hadn't been to Capitol in years, so it was good learning experience for me as well. And also some of them now want to be in the political arena. Some of them got to go into the judges' chambers and stuff like that. So it was really exciting because I think it had a huge impact. And also the fact that I think it made a big step for Tapered going in and doing that with these kids and having these athletes walk in there versus just anybody. Athletes have a little stamp, even though we think they don't. They have a little pull. And I think it was amazing for those kids to get to see that. And they're looking forward to doing it again.
What were some of the questions that they got asked by representatives and senators that they went in and met?
Oh, where are you from? What are y'all doing?
What? Yeah.
And then they told them about the schools they were at, the sport they played, what city they were in, and stuff like that. So they thought that was pretty interesting if they cared to know where they came from or what sport they played. So they got to ask those questions.
It was really neat. The kids got to carry in a little legislative bag to each representative and senator. And it just has information about Tapered and the importance of PE and health. And the girls were so excited that they'd walk in the door and these people really wanted to talk to them. They couldn't believe it. They really wanted to talk to us.
They want to talk to you. They can ask you questions. I think we really ran into some alumni and stuff like that as well. Yeah. That was another question. Coach, you mean I can really intern with them? I can really come here and do this? And that was a major thing. That was a major thing. Several of them were interested in doing that. And while I was there, I actually met one of my former students that had graduated, and she was on the internship for one of the representatives.
With that said, why did they meet them? What were we there for, Thomasina? And how did that all go down? Because I know someone came out and took a picture, wanted a picture with you and the girls specifically.
Yeah, we wanted to promote Tapered. We wanted to make sure that they knew who we are and the benefits of what we have to offer and the fact that it's important for them to continue to know who we are, to be aware of what we do, why we do what we do, and the kids that we're impacting, and all the teachers and coaches and PE teachers and health teachers and the kinesiology instructors and adjuncts out there that really need to make sure that this stays and it benefits our children.
It was such a neat day, and I love looking at all the pictures from that. The girls even took it a step further and in a location did an activity, Brain Break, for legislators and anybody really that was walking by that wanted to try it out. What kind of activities did you have the girls do?
They have one that they love to do where they actually work on reaction time. And so it's head, shoulders, toes, and shoulders, knees, toes. And then they have to grab the ball, grab whatever was in front of them. That was a really good one. And then they like doing the other one where they actually turn back to back and then they spin and try to catch the ball at the same time. Those kind of activities, just something fun that we do on game days just to get them relaxed. And it's really a brain break just to relax and get ready to play the game. So that was beneficial to them. And a lot of the representatives came outside to watch the girls do those things. So that was pretty cool.
I think that was a really special day.
It was. They really enjoyed it. They talked about it for weeks. When we went back, it's always a question.
It was a special day for all of us as well. I enjoy seeing that excitement. The girls came up, a lot of them asked lots of questions, which I loved, about the Capitol, about being there, again, talking about possible career paths. Mm-hmm. You just can't ask for anything better when you have those kind of days.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. Thank you so much for letting us do that.
Absolutely.
Now let's take a quick break with a message from Tabor. The Tabored 40th Annual Summer Conference will be held in Frisco, Texas at the Embassy Suites Hotel and Convention Center, July 14th through the 16th. Conference registration and hotel room block opened Monday, April 15th. Attendees can register at the early bird fee of $130 until May 15th. There will be over 30 exhibiting companies and over 60 program sessions. Also, you will not want to miss Joel Zeff, the keynote speaker at our opening general session on Monday morning, July 15th at 8 a.m. Joel promises to deliver some great activities and lots of fun. Visit our Tapered website at taherd.org for additional conference information and continued updates. Talking about good communication and seeing people you're at, your students as humans and not just an athlete and all that. Talk about your involvement in Tapered over the years, your professional involvement as a Tapered member. How do you feel like that has helped shape you as a leader and as you grow in your leadership roles in your school?
I think personally, it's having the ability to be in a space. Everybody acts like you.
You forget about it. You don't feel like it's at work. You don't feel like you're working, but you're actually working, but you don't realize it. And I think as a leader, when you are leading and you're not thinking about leading, because some people get in positions of leadership and, oh boy, I got to be this and I got to be that. But when I'm with Tapered and when I'm with the association, I'm around my peers. We all have leadership roles in so many ways, but we don't think about the leadership role. We're just doing the job. We're just having fun. We do what we do. And that's what people always ask me. How many do you do? I just do what I do because I love what I do. I don't look at titles. I really don't. I don't look at that. So that way I keep the main thing. So that makes a difference. But I think being in Tapered has allowed me to grow even more because now I'm assisting other people to become leaders as well and to bring them out of their shell and know that if you love it all the way, do more than just what you're doing right now. Because when we leave, when I retire, I need somebody to step in and they need to be good. I don't need just anybody. I want you to be a part of this association so that we can funnel you in and we can keep going and be successful.
Keep the legacy.
Yeah, yeah. So I think leadership at Tapered is it allows people to come in and to become greater leaders, you know, in their craft without actually feeling like they have to do certain X, Y, and Z to become that. I think that's crucial.
For sure. It's the safe haven for leadership learning, correct? Like you're with your peers. It's a teaching environment. That's really what Tapered is about. We say that on a regular basis, is that we want our members to grow. And you are a prime example of that. Going back a little bit to the coaching piece, would you agree and expand on the fact that coaches, when they become part of Tapered, tend to fill their tool belt with a bunch of lessons, curriculum, those kind of things that they can then take back and it makes their coaching job easier? Has that been the case for you?
That has been the case. I've taken a lot of my activities I taught in class and use them in sports, especially like on game days when you just look at the kids are so burnt out on just throwing the ball up and dribbling and coach, can we do something else? Those are the days where I'll put off those games I did in PE and stuff like that. And the girls are happy to be doing it, doing something different. But they don't realize I'm working on your reaction time. I'm working on your thinking. I'm doing all that stuff, but in a different way. And I think that's where the teaching piece comes in, is because now, because I teach, I have some other things other than actually basketball drills that we can do that's going to still give me the same benefits.
Agreed.
This question is also just along the lines of coaching and how it relates with your involvement in Tapered. But again, to all the coaches that are listening out there, and we hope that there's going to be a lot of coaches listening out there, what would you like to share with them about just the benefits itself of your Tapered membership?
I think the main thing, we are teachers before we're coaches. And it's a way for you to get that professional development that you need, that you'll enjoy doing, versus going to those other meetings that you have to go to that you don't like. That's number one. And I think the other thing is them being able to come and collaborate, because we have elementary all the way to college. And I've been to some of our college professional developments and our college sessions, and they have some very good information about the collegiate level that our coaches can benefit from. And The other thing is also when you come into our conferences, there's elementary there. That's an opportunity for you to talk to an elementary teacher about what skills they can implement into their program to help you as it, because we talk about progression, but if we're not going down there to help them progress, then it's not happening. At the same time, if I'm a feeder school and I need help, I go in and I look, okay, oh, you guys are doing that. And elementary at Tape Room is a beast. They're there and they are sponges and they want to know everything about everything. And that's the prime place to say, hey, can y'all put this nugget in? Because we know we got flag football for girls now. That's huge. Them babies will love to put a flag on and run around. But you know what I'm saying? That again, it leads right into football. It leads right into different things. And so I think that those are some of the perks I think that they can get from coming to Tapered, that Tapered has, that they may not see because they hear about it. It's just all y'all doing around playing games and stuff. But there's a bigger picture when it comes to what you need to develop your athlete.
Yeah, agreed. You mentioned earlier that you were teaching, then you got into coaching. So what led you to coaching and your love, which I know, for basketball?
Oh, gosh.
It was a family tradition.
My grandmother didn't give us a choice. Yes, my grandmother had 17 kids.
Wow.
And my mother is the oldest of 17. And so I'm first generation. And so there was a precedence already set. I have an uncle the same age about of myself. And you had to be in a sport. It wasn't an option. Grandmother was, everybody had to be in a sport. That's where it came from. And then the athletic ability speaks for itself when you're chasing your relatives and you're playing ball against your cousins. And then I realized that I could take this to college. But first I saw that in fourth grade, I wanted to be a teacher. That's when I knew I wanted to be a teacher. One of my play mothers was teaching special ed students. And I was amazed by how she could take those kids and make them do all these amazing things with their disabilities. And that's when I asked her, how can I do that? And then I was informed of how to do it. But as I became a better athlete, a coach was talking to me about going to college and playing sports and doing sports. And I was track, I was volleyball, I was a lot of different things. I chose basketball over that. But then I found out I could coach. I said, I can play basketball, coach basketball. So that was a win for me. I was like, oh, this is great. This is great. What do I have to do? Play a sports is a way for me to help my father without having to worry about tuition. So my dad only had to pay like $100 because I had scholarship offers everywhere. And so I went to college for free. And so that was another big incentive for me to play basketball. And I chose basketball. I had track offers as well, but track was too much work in basketball. I had to get away and bust off a little bit. So I chose basketball instead of track. And they offered me to stay on. Now I'm going to keep going. But that's how I came into it. And now it's just, it's what I love to do. I think I bleed orange. My wife said she bleed orange. It's a passion of mine. But at the end of the day, I think I've learned so much in life from playing sports, period. It's just the resiliency, all the coaches that I've had that put something in me, and those things, I just don't know how else I would have gotten them or been where I am today without all that. Basketball was my haven, but when I just felt like I had nowhere else to turn, like when I got on that court, nothing mattered. And it made me feel good. And so it just became a passion from there on out. And I use it now that I know better. It's just a pedestal I use to do different things now because I've grown so much with it.
And I'm sure like with so many sports, you can relate life lessons directly to sports situations,
right?
Team situations, yes. And as a family.
And I've used it so often for my kids just to get them away, to find them a new space. Yeah. Here we are, a family. Even when I sent my son off to college, put him in JROTC, I said, you need to be in a group, you need friends. And when you go into sports, when you go into programs like that, then you go in with a collaboration of people that are going to be with you no matter what, because y'all going for the same reason, and you let that serious and you don't get alone. And that's what I do a lot of my kids. You're going to get out of that situation. You have like lots of gifts. Let's use those gifts to get you somewhere and be comfortable where you are until you get on your own. So
for sure. And it's interesting because those of us that came from that athletic background, we so appreciate everything that we learned.
Yeah.
And things that we learned that we didn't like even.
Oh, yeah.
And how that translates in our life. And you brought up two things that I want to hit on. Your son. And I know how important your family is to you. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little bit? I know you're very proud of what your son is doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to share with everybody, our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit.
He did college for a year. And I realized that wasn't what he wanted to do. So he did a year of that. And he was in ROTC. And he was in forensic chemistry. And
He started complaining about the forensic chemistry and too much math, and ROTC was his love. He loved it. And so I started him early with the Navy, and he went in swimming, and he swam through high school, and now he's a Navy seaman traveling on the ocean right now in Japan, somewhere in Japan over there. And he loves it. And me and my wife are so proud of him. He's done as well. He texts me, "Hey, I'm doing good." And you better.
And he always lets me know. He said, "Thank you for making me run. Thank you for being on me. Thank you for being hard." You know, my wife would get mad because I'm saying, "Y'all was a coach." I'm saying, "I'm sorry." Teachable moment.
How old is he now?
He's 21. And he always called. He always said, "You still coaching? What are you doing?" I said, "Yes, I'm still coaching. What is somebody going to do?" He said, "I know. I'm just asking."
And Kimberlyn doesn't do education. What does Kimberlyn do?
Kimberlyn is a registered nurse. She's a principal of a facility. I tell her she's a principal because she's not the same person at home as she at work.
Yeah, but she's a principal at work. And we're kind of yin and yang because we're both into health and fitness and stuff like that. And she loves to dance. She was on the other side. She's a fine West girl. I'm an athlete. She was a dancer. So she's a colonel for the dance team and stuff like that. So she...
It's a good balance.
Mm-hmm. It's
yin and yang.
Yeah. Yeah. So it makes you better. Yeah. She said, "We coaches just work too much and talk too much. That's all I'm thinking." We work too much and talk too much, and we're never home, as I know.
That's too funny. That's too funny. So we've talked about your experience professionally, how you got into basketball, your leadership growth, learning your leadership skills. One of the things that we're interested in is, at what point in your career here at Tapered, as a Tapered member, having served on committees, served in elected positions, served on the board and your vice president capacity, how did you come to your position now as being the
president? I was voluntold. That lady crafted me all the way.
That was right.
She kept saying, "You're going to be this and you're going to be that." And so as karma would have it, here I am.
To all of our listeners, she just pointed at me.
Rachel's really good at volunteering.
Yeah. And it's funny because people can see things you don't see in yourself.
Always.
And I think that's what it was. And I'm an athlete. I'm a true athlete. I'm always up for a challenge. You're not going to tell me I can't do something. That's a problem. I'm always going to figure out. But I think it's just how you get into something so much that you feel like, oh, I don't want to leave until I can make sure I put a stamp on that. I'm always about leaving legacies and making sure that I've been here because I brought something behind me that's going to keep me here, even though what I'm not. Right. And that was the main thing, is that if I have the opportunity to be a leader and be in a position to bring other people in and to use that pedestal to do that, I want to do that because I want to continue to see this flourish because it's done so much for me. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure it does something for other people as well. And I think that's what leadership really is. It's not about where you are, it's who you bring up and to make sure everything stays where it is. So this opportunity was that for me to do. And so I just took it with grace.
Yeah. And she said yes. And that is the most important part.
And we're all very excited that you said yes as well.
Thomasina, I don't know if you know this about Lisa, but she's a one more thing girl. Always. We can't get out of a staff meeting without her saying one more thing. And so our last question is always going to be one more thing. And so I know Lisa has one more question for you.
Well, I personally like to think of it as being thorough.
Okay.
There you go.
Sure, Lisa.
Okay. We'll go with that. So here's my one more question, Thomasina.
Okay.
Please share your final thoughts today about why you think it is important to be a part of a professional association.
Number one is professional growth. You want to grow in your profession. And joining an association specifically for your profession will ensure that can possibly happen. Two, I think it's about professional collaboration. I think that you should not only know who's in your circle at your school or in your district, but it behooves you to know others outside of your district who are doing the same thing. Because now I can bring something different to my district. Thirdly, I think it's important individually for a person to work. And I think when we do the same thing, we get the same results. And in the world that we're living in right now, things are always changing. And I think associations are that tool to provide you what's new, what's coming, laws, rules, whatever there is. And that's a way for you to always keep that information. because I've been in many meetings where I was sitting to one yesterday where I was talking about a rule nobody knew about. But that's because I go to all the associations and I'm sitting in those meetings and I want to know what's going on with my job. And the other thing is, I think it helps with job security. I think those who know more do more, and those are willing to take risk a little bit more because they know what's coming. I can remember when PE and Health was about to go away. Being in Tapered, I got to be a part of them keeping it. Let's not know it needs to stay because of these reasons. When you don't know what's going on with your specific career or job, the associations are the best place to go to see what's going on now. Is it going to last? How many years are they going to keep doing this? Or are they wearing us out slowly? Those type of things. But I think those are the most important things. Just to secure where you are and know where you're headed. And if you have to depart, what avenues can you go into but still do what you love to do? Yeah.
Absolutely. We really appreciate you being on this podcast today and doing this. We are doing it live in a different way from Galveston as we're getting ready to do our board retreat in the next couple of days. And I just know it's going to be awesome. I can't wait for you to do your presidency. I know it's going to have a huge impact on Tapered. And just from the bottom of my heart, as well as on behalf of all of our members, thank you for choosing to be part of Tapered.
Thanks again for joining us today, Thomasina, and thanks to everyone for listening to this episode of Removing Layers. Join us each month as we continue our conversation with leading voices in our community, offering candid conversations and fresh perspectives on ways to promote wellness and physical activity and unique stories to inspire. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. For more information about Tapered, visit us online at tahperd.org.